Third week, first day. Trust completely. Your hopes for men should be great and dynamic, not little wishy-washy, insipid half-glimmers of optimism. Your love for men should be outgoing tidal waves that are clean and pure, and not little personal attachments from which you withdraw when they take a false step. And your faith in your Heavenly Father must be so complete that it will move mountains. Look upward toward God as one whose love is as infinite as the sky is infinite, and whose power compels all, even to the farthest ends of the universe. Now pray to Him, and like a parachutist, jump off right where you are now into the surrounding atmosphere. Trust that the parachute is going to open and that you are already safe. Now, if air can support a parachute, how much more sufficient is the love of God to support your prayer? The most difficult law to obey in the kindergarten of prayer is this law of trusting relinquishment. To give a desire or a dream or your loved one or yourself wholly into God's care means not only that you trust God, but you must trust His power. Then letting God use time in His way, in every avenue and agency which He chooses, you wait calmly while He brings answers to your prayers down into the realm of tangible realities. O Father, our hearts are Thine. All that we have is Thine. Take us, lead us, use us wherever Thou wilt. We have no fear, for we know Thy universe is filled with beauty, joy, and love, because it is Thine. Father, Thou hast given us our hopes and dreams. We trust Thee to unfold them in time to save us from despair. Indeed, we have no disappointment, even now, for we are falling into the arms of a perfect, loving Master. Amen. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. For He shall give His angels charge over thee. They shall bear thee up in their hands.